Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS speaking, describe a person who is very skilled at what they do. The IELTS speaking test is designed to evaluate your English speaking skills through various scenarios. One common topic that IELTS examiners often ask candidates to elaborate on is describing a person who is very skilled at what they do. This theme is richly layered, providing multiple angles to elaborate on, such as personal experiences, observations, or well-known figures. Examiners evaluate based on four key criteria: fluency and coherence, lexical resource, grammatical range and accuracy, and pronunciation. Knowing how to effectively handle this type of question can greatly enhance your score. This comprehensive guide will provide you with sample questions, answers, and strategies to help you excel. Content, Part 1, Introduction and Interview. Common questions. Who is your role model? What kind of skills do you admire in others? Do you think it is important to have a mentor? Sample answer for question 1. Question: Who is your role model? Answer: My role model is Professor John Doe, a renowned physicist. His dedication to his field, combined with his ability to communicate complex ideas clearly, has always inspired me. I admire how he uses his skills not only for academic research, but also to engage the public in scientific discussions. Part 2. Long-term. Cue card. Describe a person who is very skilled at what they do. You should say who this person is, how you know this person, what skills they have, and explain why you think they are skilled. Sample answer. Answer: A person who is extremely skilled at what they do is Dr. Sarah Johnson, a leading surgeon at our local hospital. I came to know about her through a family friend who needed a complex surgery and insisted on having her perform it. Dr. Wright Johnson is an expert in minimally invasive surgery, a technique that requires precision and extensive knowledge. She is known for her steady hands, which are crucial for surgeries that involve small incisions and delicate procedures. Her quick decision-making skills and ability to stay calm under pressure also set her apart. I believe Dr. Johnson is exceptionally skilled because of her unwavering commitment to both her profession and patients. She often participates in medical research, striving to improve surgical techniques and patient care. Her compassionate approach to medicine ensures that patients not only receive the best medical treatment, but also feel heard and respected. In addition to her technical skills, she has an extraordinary rapport with her team, fostering a work environment that is both efficient and supportive. Her multifaceted abilities contribute not only to her personal success, but also to the advancement of medical science. Bullet points for further questions. What makes someone skillful in their profession? Answer: Someone becomes skillful through a combination of knowledge, experience, dedication, and the ability to constantly learn and adapt. How important is formal education in developing skills? Answer: While formal education lays the foundation, practical experience and continuous learning are crucial for mastering any skill. Do you think skills are more important than qualifications? Answer: Both are important, but in many situations, actual skills can outweigh formal qualifications, especially in jobs that require hands-on experience. Part 3. Two-way discussion. Sample discussion. Examiner: Why do you think some people become more skilled than others? Candidate: I believe it often comes down to a few key factors: passion, practice, and mentorship. People who are passionate about their field are more motivated to invest time and effort. Practice is another vital aspect. The more you practice, the more proficient you become. Having a mentor can also accelerate one's learning by providing guidance and feedback. Examiner: Can skills be learned, or are they innate? Candidate: I think most skills can be learned, though some people may have an innate talent which makes it easier for them to acquire and master certain abilities. However, with dedication and proper guidance, almost anyone can become skilled in a chosen field. Vocabulary and key phrases for high scores. Dedication, Dektion, the quality of being committed to a task or purpose. Her dedication to her craft is unparalleled. Precision, Sin, the quality of being exact and accurate. The surgeon's precision during the operation was remarkable. Rapport, Por, a close and harmonious relationship. She has a great rapport with her clients, which makes her an excellent manager. Minimally invasive surgery, a type of surgery that is performed through small incisions. Minimally invasive surgery reduces recovery time for patients. Calm under pressure, the ability to stay calm and composed in stressful situations. Being calm under pressure is essential for a firefighter. Tips for practice. Fluency. Practice speaking without too many pauses or hesitations. Recording yourself and listening back can help identify areas for improvement. Lexical resource. Expand your vocabulary by reading articles, watching documentaries, and noting down new words and phrases. Grammatical range. Use a mix of simple and complex sentence structures to demonstrate your grammatical skills. Pronunciation. Focus on clarity and stress patterns. Utilize online resources to practice phonemes and intonation. By following these strategies and practicing regularly, you can improve your performance in the IELTS speaking test. Remember, achieving a high band score requires a balance of fluency, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation. For further practice on similar topics, you may want to explore these articles. Describe a person who is very creative in their approach to work. Describe a person who is very good at mentoring others. Describe a person who is very skilled at solving problems. By integrating these pointers and utilizing the vocabulary effectively, you'll be well on your way to mastering the IELTS speaking test. Good luck. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.